Where women gather, there is usually food, and there is always talk. This gathering has talk and food and lit candles, soft harp music, and colorful shawls. It's a genteel gathering, but when Gather the Women co-founder Kathy Schaff talks, the strength of her speech cuts through any fuzziness.
We have fought for women's rights. We have fought for the right to vote. We have fought for equal pay. We have fought for equal representation in a whole variety of arenas. And yet we have a long, long way to go.
Kathy Schaff has made it her life's work to gather women together to change the world's dynamics. But for the women sitting in a church basement in Rapid City, like Mady Tyson, changing the world is a tough concept to put into motion.
And with the things going on in our country the way they are, there is such a need for us to really listen to each other. And then to go, not my way or your way, but this third way, which is even better than either one of us could come up with. And how to get there, though.
Transformation starts at home. And Anne Hargis says taking that step is imperative for women.
In our society and culture, we're told to live in this box. And here's the little box, and you stay within those confines. And it's not realistic. That's why we are rebellious. That's why we are passionate. That's why we're always breaking through and breaking free.
Over the years, women have gained the right to take jobs and become career professionals, in part out of economic necessity. But taking unemployment has often meant that women just add another layer of responsibility to the load they already carry. Linnell Rice Brinkworth is a family and marriage counselor.
Maybe our mothers and our grandmothers and definitely great-grandmothers, their only option at that point in time was to stay at home. That was their job and their responsibility. So now we've got families with dual, you know, working parents and children and so much going on. And so women are struggling to still be the nurturers and the caretakers, yet they've got the demands of a full-time job.
It is not gender-related. What we're really looking for is a change in beliefs in the world and having more of the feminine principle, if you will.
Judy Oldham says some men are evolving along with women, finding the freedom to exhibit characteristics typically associated with the feminine.
Which means cooperation and not competition. It means collaborating on ideas. It means, you know, having compassion direct our actions.
Oldham says this phenomenon makes the world a more accepting place for women, and it benefits men also.
Now, they are so much more engaged in the raising of their children and the nurturing of them. And that is really, fatherhood is very important. And these men are going to have an important role in changing the dynamic of our world.
Women are willing to help hospice the dying and birth the babies and educate the children and rebuild community and culture when it is destroyed by the wars that men make over and over and over again throughout time.
Yeah. Kathy Schaff says a leader is defined by Meg Wheatley as anyone who is willing to help. And by those standards, women in their traditional roles excel in leadership. Schaff tells of visiting Kenya in 2006, where women traveled, some of them by bus, for 36 hours to gather and talk about women's roles in their country.
They showed us how they were taking care of AIDS orphans in their village. They showed us how they were purifying water, how they were doing solar cooking, how they were doing micro-lending programs, little ones, just among themselves, where they passed $20 around.
That's a tough act to follow. So some of the Rapid City women wonder, what can they do here of equal value? Laura Dennis says she's been on a quest for more meaning and has found it through volunteering. She has taken training in restorative justice, suicide prevention, and hospice care. These activities have led her to meet other people, both female and male, who are on the same quest.
To know that there's other like minds that are tolerant of all the different spiritual beliefs and how that transcends into a much bigger dynamic to actually get something done in the community when we can set our personalities at the door and come together.
The leadership of women, that compassionate, collaborative leadership of women is going to emerge, and it's going to emerge like a tsunami that is going to wash through our organizations and our structures. It's already happening.
This is a big concept that Kathy Schaff talks about, a worldwide tsunami for these women sitting in a circle in a church basement in South Dakota. They absorb what they've heard and they go out into the community, to their jobs, families, churches, and schools, and look for opportunities to make the world a better place. And twice a year they come back together to sit in a circle and know that they're not alone. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.